the All Arizona Daily Download. Daily Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Cinema's lead shrinks.
By just a little bit. Right now it is Cinema plus 8,200 votes. Okay? Yesterday at 5 o'clock, we got the big vote drop, and it went from McSally plus 17,000 to Cinema plus 2,000. Then a little later, it went plus 9,000 for Cinema. So, this is where we stand right now, because I believe Yavapai County had a vote drop earlier today. Cinema plus 8,200 votes. The next vote drop today comes at 5 p.m., and we're going to be on it.
And according to KTAR political analyst Dr. Mike O'Neill, we talked to him yesterday, he says he's 90% certain the Democrat, Kyrsten Sinema, is going to defeat Martha McSally.
How about that?
Because we're going to get more, he says, from primarily Democratic parts of Arizona, like Maricopa County, Pima County, and that will help, or that's a good sign for Kyrsten Sinema. He basically called it and said 90%. He's 90% sure.
Maricopa County recorder Adrian Fontes was on with Bruce and Pamela today. And he told them, we're making our way through about 345,000 ballots. We believe that we can get 65 to 75,000 of those ballots counted per day. And they're going to have an update every day, even on weekends,
right,
at 5 p.m.
Right.
Four.
Arizona State Superintendent race is tight.
This race obviously has not been called either. Who's going to replace Diane Douglas? As I said yesterday, Lloyd's cat would do a better job than Diane Douglas. But
shout out to Lloyd.
For Republican Frank Riggs versus Democrat Kathy Hoffman.
Yeah.
This is a race yesterday that flipped as well. So Hoffman is the Democrat, and she moved ahead of Riggs by about 20,000 votes. Now, that came down yesterday. Again, we're going to have that big vote drop. At 5 p.m. today,
right,
we'll take a look at this race. Is this one race that could be called? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that. But we do know that the race for Secretary of State also tightened. Katie Hobbs has gained on Steve Gaynor. What if we go into next year with a Democrat at the school level and a Democrat at basically the lieutenant governor level? Does that change the way Doug Ducey is governor? Does that change the trajectory because he's going to have to work with Democrats now?
Mm-hmm.
That'll be interesting as far as a race is concerned.
Well, Ducey said on election night he wants to work with the other side. You always take that with a grain of salt.
Right.
Does the other side ever want to work with the other side?
Eh.
No. But with Governor Ducey, he's not such a far-right governor. He really isn't.
Right.
He is not Trumpian by any means, even though Trump endorsed him. He's stayed at arm's length from Trump, so who knows?
Three.
The number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download, GOP challenge being heard in court.
Yeah, as you heard on the Becky Lynn's newscast at 2, Monica Lindstrom, Mack and Gatos legal expert, is sitting in a packed courtroom waiting for the hearing to start regarding the counting of Arizona's early ballots. She says it's standing room only.
Okay, so Monica Lindstrom told us yesterday this is what the lawsuit's about.
Some Republican parties, there were four of them, sued every single county recorder in the state. There's 15 of them. And the Secretary of State. And essentially what they're saying, without going through the allegations and getting lost in the forest, is the way that early ballots are counted and verified is not consistent throughout all the counties. And that's not fair. It needs to be consistent.
So Arizona's GOP, in that case, I think kind of put up a flare, shot a flare gun in the air. At 2:15, the Arizona GOP now have said they've taken out all the heavy tanks and everything. Wait until you hear
what
is the next step from the Arizona GOP, because it is mind-blowing what they're about to do.
Monica Lindstrom will join us after the hearing is finished. We're not sure what time that is, but of course that'll be from on our show 2 to 6.
Yeah, how long
so
can something like this take?
Right,
if it started now?
Around 2 o'clock, yeah. So make sure you keep listening. And we'll get into what the Arizona GOP is, like their next step is. And like you said, it's mind-blowing.
Two.
D-Bags mascots receive pay cut.
All right, remember the old adage, you get what you pay for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the...
That's why I'm paid more than you.
At the D-Bags game, their mascots are making $60 a game, and next season they'll make even less. I don't know how much. I don't know. How much do you pay a mascot? I don't know. Well, I don't know whether this is a good thing or a bad thing.
Okay, these are like the 10 feet tall, oversized.
Right.
Like
Randy
Gonzo,
Johnson, Luis, yeah, Luis Gonzalez.
Matt Williams, Mark Grace.
Right. Or you have like a hot dog, a mustard bottle. You see them all over the, running around the infields, right?
Does it include Baxter?
See, how much do you pay the actual mascot of the team and then these people who run around in these costumes? I don't know what a right salary should be.
I don't know what a right salary should be either, but my thought is that they do this in like the seventh inning or the
yes.
fourth inning. I don't remember, whatever.
Seventh inning stretch.
And then they run around the field and it's like, you know, which one is going to win, and it's the only thing that gets Diamondbacks fans out of their seat to get excited, right?
Right.
If you're just showing up to work and you're running one race, you're lucky you're getting $60.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if this is good or if this
is
bad.
It's like a 5-minute day. You get 60 bucks.
I wouldn't do it, though. You know how hot those things are?
Hot.
One.
Big change at the Arizona-Mexico border.
Yeah, the president today fulfilled his midterm promise to crack down on undocumented immigrants crossing the southwest border by signing a proclamation today that will make it harder for immigrants to claim asylum if they are caught outside of the ports of entry. So you've got to come through the port of entry in Yuma, the port of entry in Nogales. You have got to come up and stand in line or sit in the car or whatever. You cannot, like, just cross the border in the Tucson or Yuma sector and go up to a Border Patrol agent and go, hey, I know you're looking for me. I want to claim asylum.
I'm not sure why we need, I guess, one of these executive orders, but I'm fine with it because I think what Trump is trying to say is just follow the law. Here's the law. If you come to a port of entry and you want to claim asylum, you have every right to do that. That's the law here in the United States. But if you go elsewhere and you just want to cross somewhere, you can't claim asylum.
But under international law, they say you can do that. It doesn't matter where you're from or where you cross. You can claim asylum.
What does American law say? American law says you got to do it at a port of entry.
I'm assuming that they're following international law. I don't know.
I think
else why would he have to make this proclamation?
Well,
I don't know.
We make the laws in this country. We don't let other people make the laws that we follow.
But the other thing is, why only 90 days? He says this could last 90 days or less.
I think it's because he's going to try and negotiate something with Mexico and Honduras and Guatemala first.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
Arizona Republicans go to war with Maricopa County over the Sinema McSally race. This is huge. We're going to talk about it in a second.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, join KTAR and Sanderson Ford honoring our veterans at the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade Monday, November 12th, this Monday at 11 a.m. The parade starts at Montebello and Central, runs southbound.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to see you there. Again, it's another great event, and thanks for Sanderson Ford for helping us out on that.
All right. So we know that there's a hearing going on right now over the election in Arizona where the GOP is challenging the way all these different counties handle mail-in ballots with pending signature verifications. There are 13 counties that handle it one way. It seems that Maricopa County and Pima County handle it another way. I know that sounds, really, I don't even want to get into that because we did it all yesterday. Hopefully you heard the show. But that's going on right now. We're going to get Monica Lindstrom on when the judge makes a decision. But, my goodness. If you thought that the McSally Sinema race itself was nasty, with the ads, with the debate, with the ongoing, ripping each other, the Arizona Republican Party, Arizona Republicans, are accusing Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes of a couple things. Now, we know that, listen, Fontes, by the way, is going to come on the show at 3 o'clock because I guarantee you this guy's furious.
Oh, he has to be.
He has to be beside himself because, listen, I've given the guy a hard time all week. I don't like the way votes are counted. I don't like the way Arizona does elections.
But you didn't get personal.
Of course not.
This is now personal.
No question about it, Mac. I'm glad you said that. Arizona Republicans are accusing Maricopa County Recorder Adrian Fontes. Remember, he's in charge of all the ballots in Maricopa County. They're saying, hey, this guy's destroying evidence.
Premeditated destruction of evidence and voter irregularities because of him.
Hey, this guy, he can't be trusted to administer elections.
Republicans in Arizona and nationally are starting to claim that Adrian Fontes is screwing up this election.
Yeah.
And he's only one guy in one county.
Right. So we'll give you a couple of the quotes, okay? You have Arizona State Republican Chairman Jonathan Lines. He is accusing Fontes, saying, listen, the guy's a Democrat. He, and I quote, cannot be trusted to administer elections in Arizona. Okay, so is it just because Fontes is a Democrat? Is that it? So since he's a Democrat, he can't be trusted. But in years past, when Helen Purcell held that office,
and right, they were doing the elections the same way.
Arizona, I think she was elected seven times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
she was first elected in 1988. She's a Republican. She served until 2017, so she was in that office for a long time. Fontes has taken over,
and we know what happened in 2016. But she was never personally accused of you can't trust her, or
right,
she's deliberately destroying or hiding evidence.
So the Arizona Republican Party doesn't think Fontes can be trusted to do these elections because he has a D next to his name.
All right, so what's the evidence? What's the evidence?
What did he destroy?
What's the evidence of destroying evidence? Why can't you trust this guy?
Is he burning votes? Is he like getting one of those big garbage cans, putting all the votes in and lighting a match?
He says, no, I'm doing it the way I'm supposed to do it. I'm counting every vote. That's what he says.
Okay.
So unless they have something to the contrary and they have tangible, credible evidence,
mm-hmm,
show it. Tell us what it is.
So they think that what are the Arizona Republican Party thinking? That this vote is too close and it can't be that Sinema is up by 8,200 votes?
Well, think about it. Yesterday, McSally was ahead 17,000.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, she had gained 19,000 to overcome McSally by 2,000 votes.
And then got seven
and then
more.
And got seven more. Well, so they're going poppycock.
Oh, it's fishy.
Right. But to claim somebody is deliberately destroying evidence, man, you better have a solid case or else you're going to look foolish or you're going to look like a it's going to be a politically motivated thing, which makes people think I can't trust these people. That's what I can't stand.
So in doing so, what you're saying, Mac, is if the Arizona Republican Party is going after Fontes, saying he's untrustworthy, there are voting irregularities, he premeditated a destruction of evidence. What you're saying is that the audience right now is hearing that, and now many of you think, well, I don't know if my vote counted or not.
Right, because they've offered no evidence so far, or the evidence that they have offered doesn't make sense. We talked about this yesterday. If you have a problem with counting the votes, why are you going after and pointing out to Maricopa and Pima County as the outliers? Not the other counties, because we heard and we have two sources now that say other counties have destroyed ballots in the past, yet you're going after Maricopa County, who has said time and time again, we are counting every vote. That's why it's taking longer. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday, we didn't say, okay, everything in this pile goes in the shredder.
Maricopa County did not do that.
Right, correct.
Some
but you're
other
going after Maricopa
did.
County. You're not going after the other county.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It just doesn't pass the common sense test.
And what's going to happen in the next election? Are there going to be people out there that say, you know, I remember a couple of years ago that state Republican chairman guy, he said there was a whole bunch of fraud and you can't trust the person who's in charge of it. Maybe I just won't vote. That could happen too, and
absolutely,
that's really bad.
And that's called voter disenfranchisement as well.
Right.
So again, it sounds to me like the Republican Party is throwing everything up against the wall to see what sticks, and
because they're worried they're going to lose.
And in a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Monica Lindstrom, who is at a hearing right now about this case,
a different case.
Okay, a different injunction, I guess. Yeah. We'll find out from her.
Right, but when you say they're throwing everything against the wall, you're right. There's a hearing taking place now about one thing, and then what we're talking about is Arizona State Republican Chairman Jonathan Lines, who we've reached out to, would like to get him on the show. He says Fontes is a Democrat, can't be trusted to administer elections in Arizona. So let me just throw this in. So you guys over there at the Republican Party, you were okay with the votes that were counted for Doug Ducey, right? You're good with that.
Because
he won. You're okay with that one.
Because he won.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're okay with that one. But you're not okay if there's a Democrat winning. I see. That doesn't.
See, that's what I mean. It doesn't pass the common sense test.
And I'll tell you something. I've said this for a long time. I believe it. Arizona is becoming way more purple. And there are going to be independents out there that look at this and say, the Republicans are a bunch of dopes for doing this.
Or they're trying to fix an election.
Shame on them for doing it. If you have a real claim, if there's something there and you want to sue, go ahead.
Right. And I agree.
But they're not doing that.
And I agree with that. Let's get everybody, every county on the same page. I totally agree with that. But you're aiming your guns at the wrong counties to do that. I have a problem with the counties that are throwing out ballots, destroying ballots, not counting ballots what I feel the right way. I think Maricopa and Pima are doing it the right way, yet you're attacking the people that I think are doing it right, and I'm not a Democrat. What are you trying to do?
We're not Republicans either. We're independents. We think that both parties, my goodness, are kind of a mess these days. But here's the thing. If you've got Arizona Republicans saying Adrian Fontes can't be trusted to administer elections in Arizona.
And who's saying that?
Arizona Republicans.
As well as national Republicans now. They jumped on that bandwagon.
We're going to have Fontes on Maricopa County Recorder at 3 o'clock. I got to tell you, I don't like how we do our votes, how we do our elections in Arizona. And I've told Fontes that, and we've argued over it. But my goodness, the guy is trying to count every vote, even though it drives me crazy. It's taken 10 days
but
and I hate
it. But you didn't attack him personally saying
there's no reason to.
Exactly.
There's no reason to.
Unless you have credible evidence, what is the evidence?
Yeah, I could just say I don't like the job you're doing.
Right.
But
Which is totally different than saying you're trying to fix this election.
All right, you got to be here at 3 for Fontes. He'll join us. Mm-hmm. A lot of allegations being hurled at him. They're basically calling the guy a crook.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. That's at 3:05, Adrian Fontes, Maricopa County Recorder. Coming up next, Trump signs an executive order in hopes of stopping the caravan from reaching our borders. So we'll tell you what his plan is and if it's any good next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, we've been telling you about there's a hearing going on. And it's the Arizona Republicans who they are challenging the way that different counties in Arizona handle mail-in ballots that are pending signature verifications.
Yeah. So yesterday the judge said, no, we're not going to stop counting votes.
Mm-hmm.
Today there was another hearing downtown.
Right. I'm reading Monica Lindstrom on Twitter. She's actually at this hearing, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Here's what she said. Wow, the parties have settled the election lawsuit here in Arizona. Details to follow. So I guess they've settled something. Obviously something happened. I don't know what it is. We're trying to get Monica Lindstrom on the phone. So
as soon as we get her,
we'll put her on.
We'll certainly let you know, that's for sure.
Yeah. Do you want to just, why don't I play the clip of what this lawsuit is about? You want to do that real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me find that here. Just so everybody kind of knows. Here it is. This is what the lawsuit is about. Monica Lindstrom.
Some Republican parties, there were four of them, sued every single county recorder in the state. There's 15 of them, and the Secretary of State. And essentially what they're saying, without going through the allegations and getting lost in the forest, is the way that early ballots are counted and verified is not consistent throughout all the counties. And that's not fair. It needs to be consistent.
Okay. So Monica is still in the courtroom, and we will probably have her on this hour, okay? She has tweeted out, wow, the parties have settled the election lawsuit in Arizona. So stand by for Monica Lindstrom in probably about 5 minutes.
She also tweeted earlier that there are a number of attorneys in this courtroom and on the phone, a lot of parties involved in this lawsuit. All county recorders are present either on the phone or represented by their attorney. So you're talking about 15 counties, And then you're talking about the GOP side. So a lot of lawyers in one place and standing room only to watch what happened. And as soon as we can get in contact with Monica, we'll let you know.
Okay. So President Trump signed an executive order. He wants to stop the caravan from getting to the United States-Mexico border. Why don't we go through what this proclamation is? It's certainly aimed at denying asylum for migrants.
But in a very smaller way than normal, right?
Correct.
I mean, it's limiting, but it doesn't – I guess my problem is that it doesn't stop them. It doesn't stop them from coming. Mm-hmm. It limits them to what?
It limits them to port of entries.
Right.
Now, from what I guess you asked me something during the break, and maybe it's got me thinking a little bit. If you are an asylum seeker – from what I thought is, if you're going to come here and seek asylum, you have to do it at a port of entry.
That's what the Trump administration has been saying.
Well, that's what I always thought it was.
But there is international law that says if you are seeking asylum, it doesn't matter how you get in the country. And it's not just the United States. If you, Canada, for instance, Germany, England, and international law says if you come over the border, period. Whether you climb mountains or you come through Canada instead of the Southwest, it doesn't matter.
Regardless of where they enter, according to international law,
as long as they say I'm seeking asylum, then they're treated very differently than, hey, I want to come work here and send money back to my family.
Okay. If that's international law, then so be it. If international law says asylum seekers are permitted to make a claim regardless of where they enter, what Trump is saying is if you want to come here and claim asylum, do it at a port of entry.
Right. See, that's the
What's
part
the
I don't
problem with that, though.
But I don't understand the process. I don't understand the thought process.
Don't you think that it's easier to process an asylum seeker at a port of entry than in the middle of the desert somewhere?
Does that mean then, like, is this... Is he doing it to get them to come to the port of entry so we can I just don't know. Does this lead to tent cities because it's easier to process people who come through the port of entry rather than if they want to come here for asylum, they're going to try to contact the Border Patrol. They're going to try to contact somebody.
They're going to have their arms waving around.
Exactly. So
saying, hey,
so what does the port of entry do except coming through a different channel? I'm just not sure what this is. What does this really do?
Trump may be trying to funnel them into certain places so we can actually handle how many.
The tent cities, maybe.
The mass number. Well, I don't think there are any tent cities up yet.
No, not yet. But maybe this is the precursor to the tent cities that if you come through these ports of entry, we've got tent cities waiting right around the corner.
Yeah.
Rather than if they come through the Yuma or Tucson sector, they can get up into the country, which he does not want.
Well, maybe this is why he did it. Maybe you really don't have to seek asylum at a port of entry. Maybe you can do it everywhere. And if that's the case, he's making it harder for them to do it.
And he does expect a lawsuit. And he says that this proclamation is only 90 days. It'll only work for 90 days or less.
Right.
And then I'm scratching my head. Well, why would you only want it
What's
for 90 days?
What's going to happen in the next 90 days?
Right.
The caravan is going to get here.
True, true.
Yeah, what it is.
But you'll have more caravans. I mean, why not? In other words, he wants to stop people from getting in the country, period. This doesn't really stop anybody. It just kind of funnels them. You see what I mean? It doesn't stop people from gaining entry. It just funnels them. So I'm wondering if this is just a way to kind of lessen the crush of people and that if they build the tent cities in the next 3 months, which I don't think they'll be able to, that then they have a place. They have a place to put these people instead of, oh, you were you came all the way to Phoenix before you said, I want asylum. You have somebody in Yuma, they're processed, they're taken right to a tent city in Yuma or Nogales or something like that. That's the only thing I can think of. To me, there's really no teeth here. There's really nothing that'll be stopping people from coming into the country, which I thought he wanted.
Well, for 90 days, if you try and seek asylum and you don't come in a port
through
of entry,
right way.
You ain't getting in.
Correct.
So
well,
it
no,
does,
no, no. You're
it does
in.
Something.
You're in.
I'm not so sure.
You're in. You just can't claim asylum then.
Well, then you're an illegal immigrant.
Correct. Which means
which is a different status.
But then, are you still processed? Are you still given a court date? You can't be just turned around, I don't think, and sent the other way. I don't think.
Mm. So Trump has signed a proclamation. It blocks asylum seekers that could be caught on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
but it still allows asylum seekers to enter the country if they come to a port of entry. That's what Trump is figuring out.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, apparently we've got a decision that has been made. There was a hearing in downtown Phoenix where the GOP is challenging the way different counties in Arizona handle mail-in ballots. Monica Lindstrom was here, was at the hearing the entire time. Apparently it's ended and the judge has rendered a verdict. Did it go the Arizona Republicans' way? Are we going to see that ballot counting stops right now? Maybe. Monica Lindstrom hopefully will join us next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right. We are now learning through Twitter and Monica Lindstrom's Twitter handle that the hearing is kind of over, but there are still questions that some lawyers have. And from what Monica tells us through Twitter, there are a lot of lawyers in this courtroom. On one side, you've got the GOP, the Arizona GOP.
They're challenging the way certain counties around Arizona handle mail-in ballots pending signature verification.
And on the other side, you've got lawyers for the 15 counties who are basically saying, "Hey, WTH or whatever. What are we supposed to do?" From what we understand, they've reached an agreement. Now they're just really hammering out all the details.
So some kind of settlement has been announced.
So as soon as Monica can join us, she certainly will, and we'll give you the latest. But boy, this is truly turning into some kind of I don't know if it's a quagmire. I don't know what to call it, but it's making it. Does it make the McSally Cinema race go by or get to a quicker resolution? I don't think so. Right now joining us is Emily Ryan, political consultant with Copper State Consulting. Emily, you know, we talked to you the night of the election. We talked to you on the midterm election night. We now know that Kyrsten Sinema is ahead of McSally.
8,200 votes.
What has surprised you in the past couple of days? Is it the lawsuit? Is it the fact that Sinema is winning? What really hit you?
You know, I think what's most surprising to me is that here we are again with an Arizona election that seems to be so convoluted and so confusing that it starts to rock your confidence in the whole thing. We just can't seem to get it right year after year.
But what do you mean getting it right, though? Because so far, they're still counting votes. They haven't declared a winner. Nobody has found a ballot box at the bottom of Tempe Town Lake. What do you mean getting it right?
I mean, you know, we seem to take longer than the rest of the country. It seems to be sort of like the number of voters catches everyone by surprise. You know, there just seems to be always something. And, you know, in this case, we've now got highlighted something that I believe was brought up a number of months ago, that we've got different counties handling the cutoff time to verify signatures that concern them at different points in the election process. And it just seems to me that no matter where you vote in Arizona, it should be the same process, no matter where you live.
Emily Ryan's joining us, political consultant with Copper State Consulting. I totally agree with you on the fact that it's always something with Arizona elections, whether it's waiting in line for 7 hours a couple of years ago.
Pack a lunch.
Yeah, and a dinner. Yeah. Or whether it's in August, 60 polling places aren't ready to go and nobody's trained properly. I hate that that it takes 10 days. I think it's ridiculous. I'm with you. I think that the rest of the country, you know, kind of gets it right. They can count these ballots quicker. Concerning the actual vote of Sinema erasing a 17,000 vote lead and now leading by 8,200 votes, are you surprised that Sinema is in the position that she's in this second?
I'm not. You know, this race has been so close all along, and we talk about that over and over again. To see Sinema and McSally trade places at this point, especially knowing that some of the rural counties where McSally did better stopped counting votes, stopped verifying those questionable signatures on election night. And Maricopa County, where Sinema has done better in this election, has continued the process. You know, I'm really not surprised, but I'm encouraged by the things we're seeing on Twitter. I think we're all frantically refreshing our Twitter feed. If every county had to do it the same way, then at least we'll have some confidence that, you know, everything was handled equally across the state, whatever the outcome is.
So in going forward and knowing what counties still need to count votes and report, Does it look to you like Kyrsten Sinema will win this election?
I think it's looking like that right now. You know, I'm not ready to definitively throw in the towel and call it and tell the McSally camp to pack up and go home. But, you know, this is certainly a trend that is not favorable to the McSally camp.
You know, Emily, I just don't understand, and maybe you can, you know, enlighten us. I just don't understand, why hasn't this come up before? And I know that the Republicans said we brought it up before this election.
What specifically?
That every county doesn't count the votes, or there's a different...
13 do it one way, Maricopa County and Pima County do it a different way.
But then we also heard that some counties even go so far as to throw ballots away. And this might have been going on for at least a decade. How did this not come up before? I just don't understand why somebody didn't sit down and get everybody across all the 15 counties on the same page.
You know, I really don't understand that either. You know, and I think if I understand Recorder Fontes correctly, this method for Maricopa is a relatively new decision.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense that they can all do it differently and kind of unilaterally make up their own mind. I know that things have come up from time to time, but, you know, in politics, people protect what they think works for them and benefits their party. And sometimes both parties, you know, feel they have the same benefit from being able to handle things with some wiggle room differently.
And we actually asked the GOP for Maricopa County, why didn't the Democrats come in on this? If you are so outraged by the way Maricopa, Pima, whatever counties count it one way or the other, why wouldn't the Democrats come on board? And again, you know, you would think it would be bipartisan. You would think that both parties would want the same way for everybody.
You would think. But I think what we're seeing right here is both parties wanting to protect their ability to kind of work within the rules that benefit them. Yeah. And anytime something like this happens and we take days and days and days and we're mired in inconsistency and controversy, it just opens the door up for all kinds of conspiracy theories. I've seen everything from Trump calling for a new election on Twitter to Alyssa Milano saying, call Arizona and tell them to count every ballot. It's just crazy.
Emily Ryan, she works with Copper State Consulting Group. Emily, I'm sure we will be talking to you very, very soon again, maybe next week, about this election.